begin Genesis 32, starting in verse 22. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Joseph was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." I've read verses, chapter Genesis 32, verses 22 through to 28. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, bless the ears that shall hear and the mouth that shall speak. Hide me, God, behind your cross, that I may speak words of encouragement and inspiration unto your people. So, God, this is our prayer right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today, I want to talk to you from the subject of breaking out of the old me. Breaking out of the old me. Today, we are breaking out into a new dimension of our 2019 theme. Building up the inside and increasing the outside. We've been talking from about our theme from a corporate and a self perspective. But today, we want to talk explicitly about a self perspective. Of building up the inside and increasing the outside. We as individuals are the building blocks that make up the Christian corporate structure of Christendom. As stated in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, I'm not going to read it, but essentially it says Jesus is the chief cornerstone of the church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Thus, every church, every organization is made up of individuals. But the individuals are not better than the sum parts of the organization.
Yeah.
Understanding that we are better together as an organization than operating individualistically, you and I make up a tremendous reputation that is seen in the churches today, and specifically in our church here at Jehovah Christian Ministries and in Christendom. So as members of one body, as a backdrop, there's a question that must be asked. And that question is, who is ready to break out of the old me?
Yeah.
Become a better person.
Yes.
People who declare the love of God and living as the Bible in the spirit of the Most High God desires us to live. To live more graciously and becoming more like Christ. This is the question that we must ask ourselves. Are we ready to break out of the old me?
Yes.
Let me first say, before we start to delve into that question, is that first of all, our faith must be at a level that it has never been at before.
Amen.
Our faith, our belief, and our trusting in the Lord must go to a new level.
Yes.
Put it in the sixth or seventh gear.
Yes.
Those of you who drove stick shifts know that most of the cars go to fifth gear. Amen. Some even go to fourth gear.
Yes.
But I'm saying, let's go to the sixth and seventh gear.
Amen.
A level that has not previously been used in our lives. That will mean that we must become more determined to do things that are necessary.
Amen.
That would include studying your Bible.
Amen.
That would mean that we would have to pray more.
Yes.
But also being careful to implement what we have learned in all the areas of life. And not just in selected times and places. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm going to be finished in a few minutes. In our text, Jacob breaks through, amen, came when he was left alone. Breaking through is not a group therapy session. It is not a group exercise. It is a exercise that is between you and God.
Amen.
It's not dependent on what others think or what others will do.
Amen.
This breakthrough is just you and God.
Yes.
So while alone, Jacob encountered a man, and there he wrestled with a man. Or who he thought was a man, until the breaking of the day. The Bible declares that when he and the angel, when the angel saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, the angel touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of his thigh was then now out of joint. As he wrestled with him, this is what occurred. He actually just touched a tendon. And a tendon is so important in the operation of our legs. It's the mechanics of us walking. And it caused Jacob to have a lifelong limp. But it was a small cost for what Jacob had attained. In verse 28, the Bible declares the angel tells Jacob, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but now Israel. For as a prince hath power with God, thou hast power with God and with men and hast prevailed." As a result of this encounter, Jacob no longer was Jacob, but now he became Israel. God says, no longer will you struggle with the insecurities that has dogged you since you could remember.
Amen.
But there is going to be a breakthrough.
Yes.
You have come out of the old you.
Yes.
And now have become a new you.
Yes.
That's what happened when he became Israel. He was no longer Jacob. He has shredded the cocoon.
Yes.
That he was struggling to get out of and now has become a butterfly. In other words, now he is free.
Yes.
To be me.
Yes. Glory.
It wasn't just the fact that he wrestled with the angel, but the fact is that Jacob understood that this angel was his meal ticket. Webster Dictionary defines wrestling as a sport or a contest in which two unarmed individuals struggle hand to hand with each other, attempting to subdue or unbalance the other. I want to put a pin here very quickly because we have some outstanding wrestlers in our midst. First of all, praise God, Deacon Ford, who is not here with us right now, amen, but he will be back, amen, was a college wrestler and an outstanding wrestler.
Amen.
And then we have Deacon Gibson, who was an all-state heavyweight wrestler in the state of Maryland. Matter of fact, he didn't have much training. He was just that good. In fact, praise God, he beat everybody that he encountered. He was a wrestler, amen, that was more than excellent. Amen. Come on, raise your hand, brother. Amen. So that those of you who don't know who this wrestler is, they will know who he is now. Come on, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. So, it wasn't just the fact that he wrestled with the angel. But he understood that this angel was going to be a blessing to him. He needed a blessing. Jacob was tired from running from Esau, his older brother, who was stronger and who was older than him. For many years, Jacob had wrestled with his conscience. He wrestled with his fears. His entire life was colored by the acts against his brother. Now we know that Jacob stole not only his birthright, but he also stole the blessing from his brother. And he did it using tactics that were not godly.
Amen.
He came in acting like his brother had a goat hair pinned to his arms, and his father couldn't see that well, and gave him the blessing that every older brother in the Jewish community desired. And so, praise God, he was struggling for many years with these two things, his conscience and with his fears. And so he had a lot of reasons why he had to hold on to this angel. And the Bible declares that he would not leave him. He would not stop holding on to him until the angel blessed him. But we understand, praise God, that it wasn't all Jacob that was doing the wrestling.
Amen.
The truth of the matter is that God had given him the power and the strength to wrestle the angel to a standstill.
Yes.
Because he wrestled with the angel to a standstill, it gave him confidence to wrestle with his fears.
Yes.
And to wrestle against his conscience, against his brother. Isn't it amazing how God uses one thing over there to use it over here? Sometimes we don't quite understand how that works. It's sort of like when you pay your money, amen, here, God blesses you over there. When you help somebody over here, God blesses you over there. When you walk with God over here, God opens doors over there. I don't understand how that works, but that's the way that it works. God, amen, knows how to bless us.
Amen.
So praise God. Amen. We too, as individuals, are wrestling with some issues.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. I didn't hear nobody say amen.
Amen.
See, if you say amen, nobody know that you are wrestling with some issues. But that's all right. You don't have to say amen because we already know that you are wrestling with some issues. Everybody is wrestling with some issues. Some issues have been existent since we can ever remember. Other issues have crept up into our lives. Come on, somebody say amen. Some issues we have resolved,
And other issues we have wrestled to a standstill. There still are issues, but we are slowly working them out, and we see some success. But there are some other issues. People and things that we are not winning. We're wrestling, but we are not winning. And it continues to impact our lives on a negative basis. Oh yeah. We got some things happening in our lives that we just can't seem to get on top of. We got some things that have been holding us down. We got some things that have been beating us up. We've been wrestling, but we're not winning. The wrestling match that we are in, we're losing. And I want to talk to you about what you need to do so that you can get on top of it. You see, Jacob prevailed, and as a result, his name was changed to Israel, reflecting the war which he overcame. He wrestled with man, and he wrestled with God. Hence, my brothers and my sisters, I just want to let you know on the outset that it's not going to be easy to win this one. You're going to have to exhibit a lot of courage. And you're going to have to summon some strength to encounter this uncircumcised Philistine. That's what David would say. Well, you're a giant, all right, but I got the answer. And we're going to have to develop some strategy and believe God. The first thing I want to say is that your breakthrough will not happen if you don't keep wrestling. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Your breakthrough will not happen if you don't keep wrestling. If you don't keep fighting. One of my favorite verses is Galatians 6 and 9. Weary not in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Keep on wrestling. Keep on fighting. Do not give up. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. I don't think everybody's looking at me. Nobody's listening to me. I said, do not stop wrestling and do not stop fighting. Do not give up. The opportunity to be successful is coming. Just don't give up. Doesn't matter what you're fighting against. You could be fighting against tradition. You could be fighting about an inner fight of depression. You could be fighting about some other dark issues in your life. But amen, it will require a step of courage and faith. Somebody say amen. Oh, I know I'm preaching good now. You see, Jacob honed his skills. Jacob wrestled with steers, and he wrestled with bullocks, and he wrestled with goats. So he was strong. That's why he was able to hold on to the angel. When he started with the angel, he may have been using his own strength. Amen. But you know, praise God, that when you start wrestling all night long, amen, he was not wrestling in his own strength, but he was wrestling in the strength of the Lord. And guess what, my brothers and my sisters, amen, as you wrestle, amen, you will be utilizing the power of God, amen, to overcome and subdue that which is trying to subdue you and take you down. Somebody say amen. So God gave him the strength to wrestle until he could finally recognize that the strength that he already had to overcome the fears and the negative thinking. It was already in him. It's already in you. All you got to do is to pull it out. I don't know about you, but some of us, praise God, who play sports, and the coaches, praise God, will run you until you couldn't run no more. But when you got in the game, you found out that, wait a minute, I've got some abilities that I didn't know that I had. I'm stronger than my opponent. I'm faster than my opponent. And more importantly, I outlast my opponent. It comes from digging down, down deep. And so, praise God, he recognized that, wait a minute, I got what I need, and it's been with me all along. This is what I want to say to you. It's with you all along. You got it already. But you know what? You got to go through the wrestling, amen, and you got to put all your all in it so that you will be able to overcome. Yeah, he wrestled all night, which was a tall order, but he also encountered that he learned that God was with him. Nothing new was added. His mind, my brothers and my sisters, his mind had to be transformed. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12 and 2 says, and having a transformed mind, a renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is what it will take. It's in your mind. It's not in your physical strength. It's not in your physical power. It's not in your knowledge. It's in your mind that the word of God has given you the strength and the power to overcome.
Amen.
Let me hasten along. My time is quickly going. My second point is your breakthrough will not come from wrestling in your strength, but in God's strength. Bible study and prayer are essential to understanding that our physical life is immersed into our spiritual life.
Oh boy.
It's not that our physical life is immersed into our spiritual life. Mm-hmm. We are spiritual beings. But we operate in the physical world. Therefore, everything that is happening to us, amen, God has already given us the answer.
Yes.
And so when you walk up against physical issues, you need to be in a spiritual mindset. God did not bring you this far to leave you now. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 it says, know ye not that which runneth a race run all? But one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. My brothers and sisters, put your running shoes on. Get ready to wrestle this thing down. Knock it off its balance and get down on the ground and get on top of it and declare with your foot on his neck, the amen, the God that lives in the earth and in the heavens and is over me and is in me has given me the power to stand on your neck. Oh yeah, I am the one that God has given the ability and the power to stand on the neck of the enemy in my life. Sometimes we sheer away because we're a little afraid. But God says, no, I've given you everything that you need. I've given you the courage. I've given you the strategy. I've given you the strength. I've given you authority. I've given you the power so that you might be able to run this race and win it. Hands down.
Oh boy, I'd like to stay on that one too, but I gotta keep moving. My third point is this. Your breakthrough will come. My first point was, your breakthrough will
not happen if you don't keep wrestling. My second point was, your breakthrough will not come from wrestling in your own strength, but in God's strength. Finally, I want you to know that your breakthrough will come. How many of us are looking forward to the breakthrough coming forth? Somebody shout, yeah! The breakthrough is on its way. Sometimes we feel like the breakthrough will never come. But you know what? I'm declaring right now, I'm tired of being the old me, and I'm looking forward to the new me. I don't know about you, but I've got to be passionate about this thing. I've got to have a mindset that declares no matter what goes on, I'm going to keep doing this thing. I'm going to make it. The new me is waiting to come out. My destiny is ready to come forth. I'm tired of standing and getting beat down. I'm going to stand and declare the power of the Most High God over my life. Oh yeah, God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Just like the man at Bethesda, at the pool of Bethesda, he couldn't make it fast enough to the troubled waters. But hallelujah, Jesus showed up and said, amen, pick up your bed and walk. It came in an instant. It didn't require him to go into the pool of Bethesda. He didn't have to wait for the water to be troubled. All he had to do is to bend down, pick up his bed, and walk to his house. But what about the blind man who was blind for 40 years? God said that the time spent is more and less than what you have already done. You wrestled long enough. The time left now is shorter than the time that you've already wrestled. But more important than that is that God can change it in an instant. I don't have to go through the process. I don't have to go through the procedures. I don't have to follow the guidelines. I don't have to go where everybody else has to go through. God can save me. He can touch me in an instant. Whatever has happened, God can make it happen. Brother Moore, your retina's not all there. But God says you can see without even having a retina, because I am able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you ask or think. It's according to the power of God that works in you. The past has held you back. Negative things beyond your control. Issues that kept you from fulfilling God's destiny for your life. All of it can be removed. And it is. Understand one thing. God is in the blessing business. And he can cause you to break through the old and become new. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.